Hello, my name is Matthew Sillance. I'm Associate Professor in Postgraduate Education and Training. I'm based at the Faculty of Arts and Humanities at the University of East Anglia. Welcome to PGR Matters. PGR Matters is a podcast series that offers insights into postgraduate research in UK higher education. Specifically, it draws on the experiences of students and staff at my own university, as well as the knowledge from those across the sector. In creating this series, I wanted to provide a space to reflect on our research culture and unpack some of the practices of academia that we take for granted. Although postgraduate education has received considerable scholarly attention over the last two decades, undergraduate education has long been the prime focus. Sector reports often repeat the concerns of postgraduate students that their experiences are very different from their undergraduate peers. Those registered for research degrees, for instance, are likely to be older, in some cases mid or post-career, and have many more personal and professional commitments to manage. Why are we discussing postgraduate research in a podcast? Why not simply produce a blog or submit articles to journals, magazines, or newspapers that focus on higher education? Podcasting is very popular as a medium, adopting a range of genres and formats. Over the last 20 years, podcast episodes have been downloaded to desktop computers, laptops, and mobile devices. Today, these are often streamed, which has removed some of the friction of listening on the move. Podcast directories offer an infinite variety of subjects to engage with, allowing listeners to focus on what matters to them at the right moment. As a medium, a podcast doesn't always need to think of a broad audience, but it does force a creator to consider how topics are introduced and discussed in audio format. It's more challenging to cite sources and illustrate points than in a blog post or an article, so the creative process foregrounds clarity and economy of language. A third point is the role of different voices. Many podcasts employ a conversational format involving several participants. These can reflect different perspectives around a topic, which might challenge a more authoritative stance of a single author's writing. Fourthly, a podcast offers a degree of intimacy. As one podcast creator, a former student of my university, said, "The voice is literally in your ear, close and familiar." So listening to a podcast can happen in the midst of other activity. Perhaps you're ironing a shirt, cleaning the sink, harvesting vegetables, commuting to work or home. These moments of activity or inactivity that are often seen as unimportant, menial, or sometimes just plain frustrating become something more in the company of an episode of your favourite series. Podcasts fit into our lives easily and, more importantly, meaningfully. This podcast could not exist without support from the staff of the University of East Anglia's Block Media team. They've kindly made their recording studios and equipment available for the series, and their technical skill has been invaluable in ensuring that you receive high-quality digital content. Our theme music was produced by Nature's Eye. I hope you enjoy PGR Matters. Over the series, you'll hear many contributors. Some of their ideas might resonate with you, others you may disagree with strongly. Whatever your response, please do get in touch with us. We value your thoughts and feedback to drive the podcast forward. If you like an episode, please feel free to share this with people that you know, friends, family members, colleagues. You can also subscribe to the series through most major podcast directories.